time at a bit of a distance because, Jeff, you can be up here if you want.
Yeah, I just
wanted
to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Jeff Wagner is going to be staying here as a kind of a landing place in between as he leaves the Air Force and gets ready to go to graduate school at the beginning of August. He's actually working at Switchback, a coffee shop. So quite a few people coming and going, but Jeff himself is double vaccinated. And so we're sort of in an in-betweenish situation. Mostly pretty comfortable with being safe. But leaving a little bit of distance. And Jeff has brought tea.
Honey or no honey?
Honey, please. Thank you. All right. So let's leave just a minute or two for stragglers to enter, and then we can fall into our meditation. There you are, Tori, under a blue, blue sky. So I'll say a couple of sort of entry words and then we can begin sitting. As most of you know, I've been in Canada and by way of Boston. So came home by way of Boston also, drove down, took a couple of days, one day to the border and crossed the border, and then one day to Boston. And had a couple of beautiful long walks along the St. Croix River, and visits with my sister-in-law, who is still, it's good, in the midst of a long recovery from some surgeries and illness, and my sister, who broke her hip and is in rehab. So I got to visit with both of them a little bit on my way home, and then flew home Thursday in a very full plane that was very quiet, I think, because everybody wearing masks, it's a little more trouble to talk to your seatmate. And so a quiet flight. And then just, you know, finding myself here, I'd forgotten after 2 months that there would probably be some altitude adjustment as well as time adjustment. So it's that really interesting kind of floaty limbo place of getting home again. Is my voice loud enough? Can you hear? Okay, thank you. So the questions that are really very vivid for me right now, I bring to you in hopes that they'll touch something that's going on for you as well. As we come close to the end of our practice period, in which we've had a lot more chances to be together than we normally do, oddly, and where we've had several different kinds of investigation, what I find lighting up especially is just the experience of heart mind itself. What's that? What's it like more than what is it? That experiencing and the turnings, that the word in that first koan I sent out, the heart mind turns in accord with the 10,000 things. The pivot on which it turns is very deep. I am so struck by that as a kind of portal, as an entry point for meditation, for my curiosity about in the ongoingness of things. What about we have a kind of linear sense of ongoingness, but we also have a constant emergence sense of ongoingness. And what's that really like for me sitting here or walking through my day? And I want to open an inquiry about that. So we have some companions for that inquiry. The many turnings and the ways that our hearts and minds make those small, deep turnings that are not even noticeable and yet change everything. And as I continue to carry an inquiry about vows and what they are, that question came up, you know, what about our vows? What if a vow is really a kind of voicing of a trusting what happens deep in a world where the Dharma is is pure from the beginning, is all of the things that we say the Dharma is. In a world like that, as we continue to live our days and deaths and turning, so if my vow is in some way an expression of the faithfulness, the reliability of what I can rest in, and then how does that connect with just the daily practice? Yeah. So since we clearly do participate in the awakening of all of us at every turn, we can see that again and again, that even in the midst of all of the difficulties in the world and in our individual lives, each of these difficulties is also an awakening. Seeing the difficulty is an awakening. And being heartbroken by it is an awakening. And stepping up and finding yourself doing something is an awakening. So here we are participating in the awakening that is our common experience. And so everything we do being in some way part of the great turning of the wheel of the Dharma, then what is the heart mind that we experience as the locus of this, or the point from which our training, our entrainment emerges? Or is there even such a point? Is the point that we keep looking for or call a self actually just the brilliant meeting of countless threads of being that make up the vastness? Then, who's training and who's being trained? So the koan says, the heart mind turns in accord with the 10,000 things. The pivot on which it turns is very deep. So let's give ourselves a little bit of time to just be here and to entertain that. Would you do something to that door? It's just the wind, but you can either close it or open it. There are rocks everywhere.
Back door? Front door?
I don't know which door it is. It might be the bedroom door. I'm not sure. The heart mind turns in accord with the 10,000 things. The pivot on which it turns is very deep. Right here, where we are, where we sit. These 10,000 things. The distant highway roar. Cool spring air. The heart mind turns in accord with the 10,000 things. Turns in accord. The pivot on which it turns is very deep. All of us here sharing a here. Sharing a field of wonder. Our heart minds turning according to each other. How can that be? According to the floor. According to a cat on a scratching post. According to the burdens that our hearts carry and that our bodies carry. all the thoughts, not just the sweet thoughts. The heart mind turns in accord with the silence too. In accord with the green shoots pushing up through the ground, pushing into air. Masses of azaleas in Boston. Learning that someone has died. The heart mind turns in accord with the news of a conviction that reverberates around the world. The heart mind turns. The pivot on which it turns is very deep. I notice a visceral sense of letting go. I don't even know of what. Falling into the space of breathing, of breath, of here. In accord with this, there is an ease I can feel. Nothing I must go against. What if even my objections are in accord with the 10,000 things? Turning on a pivot? What? Is that turning maybe also a little like the Guanyin that is in and around us, turning her head to hear what's being said? Turning in accord with the sounds of the world. So I found I had a lot of thoughts. I had a lot of things to say today, but they're probably not as interesting as the things you will say, at least to me. And so I'd like to take a little while for us to hear from each other what it's like for you right now, sitting with those words coming in, where you are in your own particular amaryllis bedecked place, or your own under the blue sky place, or your own under the eaves place. What's it like right now?
Sarah?